Today's episode of the Lost Pod Outcast is brought to you by Los Bagels.
They're great.
They make bagels, but they make more than bagels. I get my challah there.
Yeah.
They make arugula. They make salads.
Oh, you know how to pronounce all these things.
They make...
salad.
Empanadas?
Yeah. I always wanted to buy the painting of Stevie Wonder that they have.
Oh, I know. That's great, huh?
That's
the Eureka one. Because yeah. There's three. There's the Arcata, Eureka, and HSU. I feel like people forget about the HSU one.
Mother Teresa's cool, too. She's on the wall also with Stevie Wonder because they are equally saintly.
Hanukkah?
Los Bagels. Welcome to we're going with Lost Pod Outcast.
I think we should.
It's fun because it's as a shorthand saying Lost Pod, we decided was nice.
I think it's fun because it's confusing.
It's hard to say. You have to, you'll say it wrong the first three times you say it, and then you'll say Lost Pod Outcast.
And then you'll just say Lost Pod eventually, yeah. And that's fine. We're willing to work with you guys. We're willing to listen to your ideas about how much you hate our name.
So my name is Andrew Goff with the Lost Coast Outpost.
My name is Sarah Godlin. I'm at the bottom of the Lost Coast Outpost with a giant head and a little body.
And this is an experiment. We're trying to imagine what a daily Humboldt podcast could sound like and if it is something that anybody even needs.
Right. I mean, do people want to hear about the news? I feel like people enjoy the news.
Yeah. I mean, the Outpost has done fairly well. I think that people want news.
Yeah, and they want to hear it.
Yeah, so if you're driving, if you're showering, if you're feeding your goat.
If you can't read.
Yeah, if you're illiterate, this podcast might come in handy. So I don't know. Let's
go through the headlines. Tell us about what's going on in town. I think that it looks like the most important thing at the moment is the missing HSU student.
Yeah, our reporter Sierra Jenkins did a follow up on this. She has a video report up on the Outpost today, which you can get more details. But in short, the Arcata Police Department and the family of Humboldt University student Erin Henry, they're still looking for her. It's been about 2 weeks now. She was reported missing on November 25th from her apartment on the 100 block of Samoa Boulevard. Erin Henry is 5'8", blonde hair with hazel eyes, and the detail that sticks out to me, she has a broken ankle.
Right. So I mean, it's not like she, you know, ran away.
Yeah, I think that when I was talking to Sierra yesterday, she noted that it might have been on the mend, like she might have been scheduled to get her cast off soon.
Oh, okay. So maybe.
But she's been using this little scooter.
The kind of scooter where you put your knee up and you kind of walk and scoot along at the same time. You know, it looks like a little seat. It'd be fun to like wheel around on. But she's only 22 years old.
22 years old.
And the thing I think, and also it took them 6 days before she was reported missing.
Yeah.
So that's a substantial amount of time. And the thing I think about all missing people is, well, did they just like go out trimming for a little while and they didn't tell anyone?
Yeah.
But in this case, her wallet's at home. Her phone is at home.
Yeah. So more information on that, including a picture.
Yeah,
which
go
is,
look at her picture. You might know her.
A picture is hard to do in a audio format, but go on over to the Outpost and you can get information on that.
So there's another guy that's missing.
Yeah. Yes, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office put out a release yesterday. They're looking for this guy, Robert Egink, 39. He was last seen on December 5th on Chesham Road.
And if you're not sure where Chesham is, it's out on the 299. It's past Blue Lake, but before Willow Creek. And mm-hmm. it's like a road that runs, it's a loop back to the 299. It's about a mile long. There's a picture of him. He's got red hair. He's holding up like a really nice, looks like a steelhead. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's, I indicate that he's from that area.
Yeah. It's like, and he's maybe in the middle of a mental health crisis.
That is the thing that makes this scary, and that the sheriff's office chose to highlight is that, yeah, he may be experiencing a mental health crisis.
Okay, tell us about Huffman.
Well, our...
Tell us who Huffman is.
Jared Huffman. He is our congressman.
Yes.
There are 400 plus of these people in our country. And Jared Huffman, he represents us.
Uh-huh.
And also the people of Marin County. Boo.
Aww.
I don't know. I feel like you're supposed to...
You're supposed to hate him. What? Yeah. How about Mendocino? How are we supposed to feel about them?
I'm cool with Mendo.
Yeah, cool yeah, with Mendo. Definitely cool with Trinity.
I'm a fan of Trinity. Del Norte, you know, Crescent City has grown on me in the last couple of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. I think it's pretty.
I've eaten some pretty decent Thai food there.
That Thai place is excellent.
It is.
But all that aside...
So Jared Huffman.
Jared Huffman was one of 58 Democrats who voted to launch... Trump impeachment proceedings yesterday. However, I say he voted for it. The resolution, which was brought forth by Democratic Texas Congressman Al Green, was soundly defeated by a 364-58 vote. But this is the most substantial attempt to date of impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump.
Right, but it was a little too early. They're asking a little too early, and that's why like another Democrat would go against it.
Well, that's you are taking the line of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, who voted against proceeding with impeachment.
Is it because she didn't want to put her cards on the table? I mean, we know her cards. Yeah, why would she not?
So she put out this statement in advance of the vote. She says, legitimate questions have been raised about Trump's fitness to lead this nation. Right now, congressional committees continue to be deeply engaged in investigations into the president's actions, both before and after his inauguration. The special counsel's investigation is moving forward as well, and those inquiries should be allowed to continue. Now is not the time to consider articles of impeachment. So basically, she's saying Robert Mueller's in some business right now.
Right. Let's wait until we have more juice and then go for it when everybody will stand with it, maybe even some of the Republicans, she's saying.
So that's her her take.
But Jared Huffman represents us, and he's...
He says
going
full steam ahead with impeachment.
I like Jared Huffman?
Tall.
No.
Volleyball.
Yes. Volleyball. White teeth. Very white teeth.
James Taylor.
It's because his business cards.
Right. Oh, I know what you're talking about. When he was campaigning. I don't think that's his official business card.
Oh, well, that sucks.
But when he was campaigning, he handed out these sponges.
Yeah. Well, you got my vote. And also the Dr. Pepper ice.
So Huffman, he was one of 58 Democrats, including 12 from California, who voted to move forward with impeachment debate. And he released a statement on why he voted that way, which you can read at full at the Outpost. Just real quick, I'll read the top section here. Huffman says, impeachment is an extraordinary measure, but it should be clear to anyone who examines the facts that President Trump's actions justify his impeachment, including his efforts to obstruct justice, his self-enrichment and serial violations of the Emoluments Clause, and his involvement in a cover-up stemming from his campaign's very likely collusion with Russian interests to undermine the 2016 presidential election.
Making points all over the place.
Yeah, so anyway, you can read more about Huffman's beef with Trump.
And you can go judge for yourself if his teeth are incredibly white or I'm tripping.
And I'll say this, you know, of all the things that went on the Outpost yesterday, probably of no surprise that this was the most active Thunderdome debate.
Oh, right.
Just because it's Trump and national politics and the...
And commenters, that's the sort of thing commenters comment
this
about.
This is red meat.
So I saw you in town the other day.
Yes.
And you were walking around Arcata with a really big camera around your neck.
As I do on occasion.
And you had just come from HSU.
Yeah.
Because they had a... they were holding a press conference on the...
Yes. So I will admit that facts about this, I wasn't the person to report on it. John Farrow was. But what we're talking about is the Humboldt State football program,
mm-hmm.
and it was on the chopping block. It was there was some concern, to put it mildly, in the community that HSU was going to cut football. And so there was a lot of strife leading up to this, but they held a little media event in the Redwood Bowl, mm-hmm. on the football field,
saying they were going to cut, that they were done, that they're going to rip it up.
Well,
tomorrow.
No, they said no. They didn't say that. They said we're going to make an announcement. And when you hear like, oh, it's going to be on the football field. Oh, we're inviting all the student athletes. That was probably a hint as to what was going to happen here.
Right, pretty good indicator.
And so, long story short, football is safe.
Surprising, in the opposite world. Seemed like people were very worried about it, and it didn't seem to me that was a thing that they were going to let slip through their fingers, that was going to be the thing that they'd save the quickest. People love sports.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was... before they put out the release, look, we got a press release on Friday announcing the media event on Tuesday, and it said, you know, it's going to be in the field, in which we all kind of were like, oh, okay, football's safe. But before that, I think that if you would have asked anyone that was paying attention, it seemed like football was going away.
Do you think that was contrived, like, to bring attention to it? Explain why. Why would it go away? Is it funding for the school, funding from, like, the government, funding from, like, not enough students, or why?
Yeah, I think that the games were not producing revenue to really... I'll say I didn't do the mass reporting there, and it's on the Outpost if you want to go read. Our man John Ferrara dug into it, but just in short, you're wanting to get conspiratorial here that this was all like, football's going to go away, so we got to raise this money. And
okay, well, think about it. If the reason it was going to go away maybe was because there wasn't enough people watching and supporting it, don't you think a big deal drawing attention to it would help people watch and support it, if that's, you know, a revenue for them? Like, oh, we're going to take this away from you. I don't know. Maybe I've got a conspiratorial mind, but it seems that way.
I do know this. HSU president Lisa Rosbacher and the other concerned parties, they certainly did well creating a moment.
Sure.
In, you know, like... okay, everybody, football is safe, and everyone cheers.
Yeah, don't forget about football.
And all of a sudden, we care about HSU football again.
Exactly.
And so maybe there's something to that.
Okay, what's the deal with the price supports for growers? It's Hank's story. North Coast legislative delegation lobbies state weed official to keep cannabis production tiny.
So as we push forward towards implementing legalization, as we know, January 1, we're fast approaching legal recreational weed. There has been obviously lots of push and pull as to how we're going to regulate how commercial cannabis is produced, mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, people from Humboldt that have smaller scale farms have been pushing for state regulators to put a cap on the amount of space or the amount of plants, you know, what have you. People can grow and sell.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad thing for smaller growers.
Well, the argument, it's going to help make sure that smaller grow ops can be sustainable and profitable into the future. Because if you're, you know, if there's a big factory farm in Vallejo, like, why is the person out in the hills going to survive? And I'll say this. Because this is a practice podcast, I think that this is the point, if we were doing this for real, that we would call Hezekiah Allen, or we would call someone from Jim Wood or Mike McGuire's office for comment on this, because I'm dumb and I'm not fully knowledgeable of this. So for the sake of practice podcast, thank you for listening. We're moving on.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you another thing you don't know about.
Okay.
What's the deal with the waterfront? No, wait.
Oh, my God, Sarah.
I want to know more about the waterfront situation. Halverson Village, it looks like in the graphic, it looks like there's going to be a hotel and some parking, but it says like RV park. And is it going to be like a hot mess, or is it going to be like good looking?
Well, that's up for debate. And this is something that the council is looking at. I'd say for the time being, if I can point people to the Outpost again, like there's this nice mock-up of Halverson Village and what it might look like mm-hmm. there down near the foot of the Samoa Bridge.
And if you want some idea of where it's going to be, if you're sitting in the Humboldt Library, Humboldt County Library, looking out of those beautiful windows, you would see this place, this Halverson Park. Yeah. It's where the HSU crew house is with all their longboats.
RV park.
Yeah, an RV park, though? That sounds not so great.
You know, of all the things, right, that you could put down there.
Yeah, let's just put like a swap meet down there and maybe like several gas stations. It just sounds like not a pretty thing.
And I think, again, like this might be a story, in just for the sake of this practice podcast, we'd call up Natalie Arroyo or Mike Wilson. And
do you want to call them?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't think we have the infrastructure for that, right?
We have a phone. We don't have the infrastructure for what we're doing right now, and we're still doing it.
Let's table it.
Okay, we'll table it. And let's talk about... that's it. That's all we've got.
Well, let's see. We thought about doing this. It is Thursday, December 7th, so what might you want to do tonight? Let's check the Loco Lowdown.
Grasshopper and the Ant?
This is a holiday show that they're doing at the Arcata Playhouse, comedy, music, song, $12 or $10 students and members tonight at 7:30.
Uh-huh. Ant is spelled A-U-N-T.
Yeah, get it. I think it's a comedy. It is a comedy. I know that there's Del Arte people in it, and they're going to be wacky as they are.
Songs, music.
Probably songs.
Cool.
Well, they say there was.
Okay, Jeff DeMarc.
Tonight at the Richard's Goat Tavern, Jeff DeMarc, local storyteller, he is having a DVD release party where he is... It's for a spoken word piece of his called Writing My Way Out of Adolescence. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen him do this before, mm-hmm. and I really like Jeff DeMarc. He makes me feel as though I didn't miss the 60s. Like just I get that fix from being around him, and this piece is actually a lot about him growing up in the I guess he probably in the early 70s, but he might try drugs in the piece.
Drugs. $5, 7:30 to 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
That might be a typo.
A misread. Okay, so sometimes, it's not that long.
Sometimes
so.
The lowdown there are typos.
What's the deal with Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead?
This is a dark comedy up at the Gist Theater. Gist or Gist?
Beats me.
Okay. Dark comedy imagines beloved child characters from a popular comic strip as teenagers facing the fact that they must someday grow up and deal with the harsh realities of finding their place in the world. Okay. This sounds like a student play.
Totally. Okay. But, you know, it's not a student play. It's the Humboldt Poetry Show at Siren Song at 7:30.
Yes, a reason to listen. There are local slam poet, not only slam poet, sorry. There are poetry people. I think Dave Holper, your friend and mine, is involved.
Love that guy.
CR professor.
Yeah, he's got his fingers in all the literary, all the writing stuff in the county.
Yeah, you had him as a professor.
I had him. You had him. I feel like maybe a quarter of Humboldt had him. At some point.
Good guy.
Yeah.
And then one more thing I'll mention. Tonight at Humbrews, 9:30 p.m., the triumphant return of Zepparella.
Yeah.
I will say that this is... Okay, if you don't know what this is, an all-female Led Zeppelin tribute. And if you think, like, that's just a gimmick. No, no, no. I have seen them a few times.
No, they are talented women... musicians. They are not even like rockers. They rock.
And they rock hard.
They've been through a bunch of iterations of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's not a gimmick. They're worth every dollar.
Yeah. Doesn't say how many dollars. But I think it's like $10 or something.
It's 21 plus, so there's booze and that's good.
So anyway, more information on those events and more on the Loco Lowdown. We should probably do weather.
Yeah, we should probably tell people what the weather looks like, even though they might be able to see it for themselves. Let's show them.
Looking out the window, I'm going to say it's clear.
It's clear, yeah. But how cold is it?
That's okay. You're on Loco Earth now.
The high is 60. The low is 40. No one cares about the tides except for surfers. If you're a surfer, give us a message us, and we'll talk about the tides.
They get their tide information off that board at Los Bagels.
Yeah, Los Bagels. That's another thing they have.
Our sponsor. Our make-believe sponsor. Yeah.
What's your favorite bagel when you go in there?
I get the cream cheese and lox.
The Grandpa Gorin. Do you get the one with like the capers?
No. I don't do that.
I get the cucumber.
That's crazy shit. I don't need that.
No capers in your life? Or no onions?
I don't even know what a caper is. If I can be perfectly honest,
it's like a little pickled flower before it's opened.
Yeah, why did someone need to eat that?
They're delicious. I like to open them up with my tongue. Let's erase that part. Okay.
No, we're keeping it.
Rainfall, zero.
Zero rain.
None.
My goat.
Dry your shoes out.
My goat is happy about that.
Yeah, you don't have to cover up your wood pile. Yeah.
Yeah, and we will think of other stuff that needs to be in this.
Oh, yeah, one last thing.
Okay.
The sunset today.
Oh, what time?
4:49.
That's dumb.
Bull honky. It's horrible.
I think that for the sake of this podcast, like, we're going to say, you can say shit, fuck, piss.
Oh, great. Bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Earth.
I mean, we're not going to lean into it, but, you know, that is what's going to make this medium a little bit more honest than others, because like we can just be people because it's unregulated.
All right.
What do you think? Yeah?
I like it.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too, Andrew.
Thank you for listening to the Lost Pod Outcast. Nobody.
It's good.
Love it!